the iron furnace. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be with him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 20. God likened the sufferings and temptations of Israel and Egypt to the affliction of an iron furnace. And so it was. The iron furnace of the blight of sin. Like Israel, we too have been in Egypt. The iron furnace has been our awesome experience. How cruel and excruciating is the iron furnace, blight of the sin that conquers our souls. So terrible was the blight of sin in the iron furnace of Egypt that Israel turned to the worship of devils, an abomination which pursued them during their wilderness journey. See Leviticus 17:7. How terrible is the blight of sin. The iron furnace of the bondage of slavery. Joseph in his imprisonment in Egypt was given a prophetic type of imprisonment of the nation of Israel when in Egypt. Of Joseph in the bondage of Egypt, we read these striking words. He was laid in iron. Psalm 105, verse 17. Again, the bondage of slavery is described in Psalm 107, verse 10. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. It is from his iron furnace of bondage, of slavery in Egypt, from which our God delivers us. Thirdly, the iron furnace of the bitterness of slaughter. Sin, when it is finished, the Bible tells me, bringeth forth death. Pharaoh heated his iron furnace. Like Nebuchadnezzar, he heated it 7 times more in order that he might slaughter all the male babes of Israel. He planned a total genocide of the race. He ordered the midwives to strangle them all at birth. And when that failed, the River Nile was to be the monster devouring every male child. What an iron furnace this really was. But from it, our God delivers. Hallelujah.